In the name of God, who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. This Easter, we get to hear from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, in Easter, we kind of mesh up all the stories like we do in Christmas. You may think that you know the resurrection story, but in reality, there are many different resurrection stories. Each gospel tells it slightly different. And that may lead you to believe that perhaps they didn't know what was going on, but rather, I would argue that each community saw the resurrection a little bit differently. And if they were trying to get their story right and propagate fake news, perhaps they would all be more in agreement. But each community saw it a little bit differently. So how did Matthew portray the gospel? Well, you have two Marys going along 17th Street. Oh, wait, no, that's a different story. You have two Marys going to the tomb, walking along. And why are they going to the tomb? Who's paying attention? Why are they going to the tomb? Why? To anoint the body. Nope. Nope. If you notice in the Matthew's gospel, they are bringing nothing with them. They are not like in previous gospels worried about how in the heck are we going to get that big stone rolled away. They don't worry about that. Here we have two women who, if you have read in Matthew's gospel beforehand, were actually waiting when Jesus was put in the tomb. We don't know how long they waited, but they waited. And they're going not with the instruments of death. They are going expecting resurrection. How many times in your life have you expected resurrection? The angel says to them casually, "You are looking for Jesus." The angel assumes that they are looking for Jesus. But he says rather casually, "Jesus is not here." Jesus is not here. Now, the wonderful thing about most of the gospel stories is you will see that the women go first. Sometimes the men come later, but the women go first. Now, in a patriarchal society, as was that time, women were not allowed to be witnesses. A woman's testimony was a little bit unsure. So here we have resurrection coming in an unlikely place to unlikely people. And yet, it happens anyway. The women, knowing where they are in society, knowing that they are not perhaps the best witnesses, proceed to that tomb on that Easter morning expecting resurrection. And let me tell you, I would love to have known what the conversation was on the way to that tomb. And then the angel sitting casually upon the rock says, in the Alex Dyer translation, "He's not here. See, he's already gone to Galilee where he said he'd already be." And then on the way to Galilee, they meet Jesus. And you'll notice, Jesus never says he is risen. He doesn't have to. He's right there. The angel told them to go to Galilee and they would see Jesus. And they meet him on the way, even before Galilee. Now, I don't know about you, but in my life, and I suspect I'm not the only one, I have had some messengers to tell me where God was. Now, I'm not thinking of wings and cherubim and seraphim. No, angels can mean messengers. And sometimes, strangely enough, those messengers were not the messengers that I expected. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. God loves to work on the margins. If you are looking for God, look on the margins of society. Jesus hung out in places and with people that would make us very uncomfortable. You see, that's who Jesus was. And it didn't stop at the resurrection. Jesus continues to take what we think of God and flip it on its head. So you've got these two Marys going back to Jerusalem, to Galilee, to be with Jesus. Expecting resurrection the whole way there. In your life, do you expect resurrection or do you expect death? The world now more than ever needs people to expect resurrection, need to hold on to that defiant hope against all odds. We need people to say, I'll see you in Galilee. When that doctor comes and says, you have stage 3 cancer, we need people to say, I'll see you in Galilee. When a church burns down and people don't know what to do, we need people to say, I'll see you in Galilee. When that same church has the audacity to rebuild a church in this day and age, we need people to say, I'll see you in Galilee. When they say, there's never going to be a gay bishop, we need people to say, I'll see you in Galilee. Sisters and brothers, no matter who's in the White House, no matter what's going on in our society, we need to go to that dark place. We need to go to the tomb. We need to go to the margins of society once again, holding on to that hope of resurrection. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to be happy and joyful all the time. I got a word for people that are happy and joyful all the time. What's that word again? Oh, that's right. Annoying. I'm not calling you to be them. I'm not going to say that you're not going to be scared. I'm not going to say that you're not going to be sad. Jesus didn't take away those emotions. What I am saying to you today is that we will grieve, but we will grieve at people with hope. We will be afraid, but we will know and trust in the promises that God has promised to us. Resurrection continues to happen all around. Woody Allen, I think, said, or somebody said at least, 90% of life is what? Showing up. Those women could have stayed with those scared male disciples, but they ventured out. So in this day and age, folks, whether you've been in church for the first time or you're coming back, I'm going to confess something. We need you. We need messengers. We need people willing to go to the tomb in this time, in this place, and tell the world, I'll see you in Galilee. Amen.